This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is a podcast edition of Global Sounds on Joy 94.9. In Melbourne, you can tune in on Wednesday nights at 8pm on 94.9 FM or online at joy.org.au/listen-live. For more information, visit joy.org.au/global-sounds. This is Global Sounds on Joy 94.9, and that's Katrik and Gotem with a track called Rututu.
Very nice track too. And they're in Melbourne for the opening night party of the Australian World Music Expo tomorrow night at the Hi-Fi Bar in Swanson Street. They're DJs Kartik and Gautam, Patrick Seabag and Yotam Egam. Welcome to Global Sounds on Joy, guys.
Hello.
Hi, thank you.
You play a blend of intriguing local music from around the world with up and coming electronic beats. We heard that last track came from your latest album, Business Class Refugees, and we'll have a little bit of a chat about that shortly. Can you tell the listener something of your backgrounds, please? Who's going to go first, Yotam or?
Yeah, I'm originally from Israel, and my background is a sound engineer, almost 20 years as a sound engineer. And the last few years, the last 6 years, I've been based in South India, working from a studio over there, and doing a lot of work in Southeast Asia.
I'm Patrick.
Yeah. I'm from Israel. I'm based in Israel also, in Tel Aviv. My family are from Morocco.
Oh.
And I'm doing music, I know, since the day I was born.
What got you started in music? Is there anything that...
I just started, I don't know, I was 7 years old. I found an organ in my room that was belonged to my brother. He didn't find any use with that, so, and then I started.
That's very good. Yeah. When did you two start collaborating together? And how did that come about?
We met at the studio in Tel Aviv, I think about, it was 94, 95. I came to record in my first album. I had a rock band in Israel. We signed with a big company over there, and I met Yotam at the studio. He was our engineer. And since then, we are working together.
When was that, did you say?
15 years ago.
15 years?
Right. Yeah.
Quite a while. Your music fuses live recordings of musicians from around the world together with electronic beats, creating electro folk without borders, I think it's been described. And of course, that's something we play, music, edgy music without borders. Would you consider yourselves DJs or producers or musicians or what?
I think
who's going to answer?
All of them together. Yeah. It's okay.
Yeah, yeah.
To be also a DJ and also a producer. And, we compose also music. We record it. I think the DJing part is mostly belong to the show when it's getting on stage. So we use kind of a DJ set.
And how did it come about that you went to Chennai to record?
We were involved in a couple of projects, music projects, which were related to different things. One was an album we worked quite a few time in Israel, and Patrick came over. I was working on a project with the London Symphony Orchestra in Chennai. And that's how the Chennai journey started, basically.
Right.
Then Chennai is an amazing hub for, it's basically the Carnatic music, which is the South Indian, very strong, it's a capital. And from there we traveled all over.
And as a result of that collaboration there, your album Business Class Refugees came about. It was released here a couple of months ago. And how did you come to get the music together for that? What sort of music?
The album just, I don't know, it just happened by itself because we were very busy doing other projects. And Kartik and Gautam, this album, it was a side project that we made some tests or just for fun.
Okay.
It was kind of a lab. We didn't call it even a project. There was no really big plan to make an album. And I think as the time went by and it hooked us, and it became the main project at the end.
Is there a meaning behind the name, Business Class Refugee? Is it?
Yeah.
Well, tell us a story.
No, we were on a different project traveling to Indonesia at the time. Can't remember, a few years ago. And it was from Chennai, Singapore, Jakarta. And we had to stop over in Singapore for a visa. But then the flight was overbooked, so we were upgraded to business class. Oh. We got into Singapore, and knowing that we'll have our visas in a couple of hours, we ended up waiting for the visas for 3 days with no passports.
Wow.
So we were kind of stuck.
Yes.
As a refugees, we got no passports.
That's right.
And so in a business class lounge at the airport. And
well, I guess it could have been worse. It could be in the regular lounge.
Yeah.
but still, that must have been a bit disheartening. Like being stuck for 3 days in the airport, that must have been... Well, how did you spend the time? Did you actually...
That's when we decided, okay, we're going to do an album.
Yeah.
We spend most of our time with the laptops, editing the recording we have, start to make tracks and music.
Yeah, so actually, that's the thing with today's technology.
You're able amazing. To...
Yeah, because if it was, say, 10 years ago, you'd just be stuck there very upset. So you actually made good use of the time you were stuck.
Yeah.
And the result is the album that we've already played and we're playing
for. We love technology very much.
Yes.
Anytime. We're very addicted to that. And I don't know, I have lots of belief in energy, in technology. I think it's amazing time for musicians today.
Mm. Yeah, there doesn't seem to be anything pure on the world music stage anymore, like not traditional, I should say.
Yeah.
Most things are taken apart and remixed and sampled.
But it's also kind of a natural thing.
Yes, I agree.
I think it's musicians are traveling a lot more than before. And as you said, as you were traveling, you're picking up different vibes, different influences and...
And collaborating more.
Collaborating, the fusion is very much happening all over, everywhere, anyway. Even in hip hop, you can find some Spanish influence, for example.
Yes.
Or pop. Or
we're talking tonight with Kartik, who's Patrick Sebag, and Gautam, who's Yotam Agam. They're DJs, producers, or whatever they want to call themselves, originally from Israel, and they're playing tomorrow night at the Hi-Fi Bar as part of the opening ceremony for the Australian World Music Expo.
This is Global Sounds on Joy 94.9.
Oh,
This is Global Sounds on Joy 94.9. We're chatting tonight with Kartik and Gautam, who are Patrick Sebag and Yotam Agam. And they're here to take part in the opening night ceremony of the Australian World Music Expo tomorrow night at the Hi-Fi Bar in Swanson Street. Is there anything else you want to tell us about your Business Class Refugee album?
No, this album is done. We're actually working on the next version.
That
already
was going to be one of my next questions. You beat me.
So this is already history. You already look.
Well, you know, kind of. It's always like that. You always in a search for more. And
is your new project similar to that or very different?
We actually see this whole Kartik and Gautam as a platform for music collaborations.
Right.
And this time it happened to us in Southeast Asia, but now we're working quite a lot in the Arabic Middle East area,
right.
And we're looking at this type of influence to come into the next album.
I suppose your next album's going to be called First Class something.
Hopefully.
I'm sure you won't get stuck in business class next time. What can the listener expect to hear from you both tomorrow night at the opening at the Hi-Fi Bar? What sort of music are you going to play there, and who's going to collaborate with you?
Yeah, it's kind of a mix between two DJ sets and five musicians from India.
Right.
We'll host a didgeridoo player from Oka. His name is Stu.
Right. Oka, and we played him earlier. Yes.
Yeah, he's amazing. It was really fun to play with him today.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it's hard to explain the music. We're using lots of video art also and dancing.
Okay.
And I think it's kind of cross-culture, cross-border music. It's electronic, but still it's very folk. It's groovy, but very melodic also. I think
we'll enjoy ourselves.
Well,
I hope.
Well, the best way is to actually get down to the Hi-Fi Bar tomorrow and listen to it.
Yes. We'll be playing three tracks live with five musicians on stage. That's going to be the opening. And then in between the other acts
right.
We're going to play from the DJ stage, booth, or whatever. And which is also the way we play, even as DJs, we play with lots of equipment around us that actually makes it really live. So it's going to be interesting.
It sounds good.
Well, you can catch Kartik and Gautam at the opening night party for the Australian World Music Expo at the Hi-Fi Bar, as we mentioned, 125 Swanson Street, Melbourne, tomorrow night, Thursday, from 8 p.m. till late. I don't know how late, but late. And if you want further details, you can go online at www.awme.com.au or www.thehifi.com.au. Thank you, Kartam and Gotek. Kartik and Gotek, I should say, for coming in and chatting to us tonight. And we look forward to seeing you tomorrow night.
Thank you very much.
This is a podcast edition of Global Sounds on Joy 94.9. In Melbourne, you can tune in on Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. on 94.9 FM or online at joy.org.au/listen-live. For more information, visit joy.org.au/global-sounds.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.